differences. This looks great and this is fun. This is nothing. And we need to move on to an explanation about these other things. It's like talking to Brent in the cosmospheres and, well, what is exactly your propulsion system? There is no one in this room sophisticated enough to understand it, but in my being foolish enough to tell it, in the realm of those out there, I give away the answers and I place you in particular danger because the assumption then is that you know because I just told you. And the reason that dharma is allowed to go on and function is the enemy knows that I don't allow her to know any crucial thing. She simply will not retain it.
This is tape number 2, December 17th, 1995. Thank you, Sandy.
Now, logical question might very well be, well, who is this guy, Hertek? Who is Wendell Stevens? Who is Virgil Armstrong? These are ones who've dinked around in the UFO phenomenon, giving forth some good information, some incredibly terrible garbage, and literally murkying up the water, whether they intend to or not. Now, how do you know that? I can tell you how to know that. They are not here in this room. They are playing at ufology games. They are trying to have this great, big, wondrous thing going. This mysticism. It isn't mystical. And you have some reality entering your illusion. That's what's happening. And I don't have any objection to playing with these guys. And when you start talking about fireballs that won't leave the plane and so forth, of course they don't. They are attached to the energy field of your plane. And you are their guidance system. Whatever you try to do to get rid of them, they're like glue. They are part of your energy crust, shell. They can break away, but you cannot do a thing with them. So whose side do you get on? You better get on God's side. Because you see, anything short of God's side is going to lose. Well, I sound like a big smartass know-it-all. I understand that. People write to me and tell me that. Fine! I accept it. I serve God Creator who did all this. And He can undo all this. And I have an obligation, a mission, and a trust that I will tell you that it's time to get right with God according to the laws of moral, cosmic, universal interface. Because whether you like it or you do not like it, you're through with this game as it is. And there needs to be a period of time in through here that a human being can make it. And that is the least of our concerns, and yet the most important one thing that we can do for any future surviving civilization is to get a remnant through so that all things are not lost in the conflagration as the planet evolves. These horrendous robotic dragon people are not going to evolve beyond what they are. That's what they are. That is what they are, and they can go no farther. But they can be absolutely incredibly cruel and mean and rotten SOBs. All the while, this is being played out. And you will find one after another falling under the influence of these to try to bring you down. And that's up to you. Will all my people fail me? No. Really, none of my people will fail me or yourself. It's that simple. And if you feel yourself slipping away, hang on a little tighter. It doesn't mean that you cannot get the truth, the guidance, and the intelligent spiritualism from your teachers, your guides, your enemy. Your enemy will literally teach you the most important lessons you will ever, ever learn. They are your best teachers. But you've got to open your eyes and say no more. I don't take it anymore. I'm mad as hell and I will not take it anymore. But you see, we cannot go from where we were 8 years ago to this moment without losing everybody in this room when I say exactly that. One can say, well, why didn't you tell us? I did. Only I told you 7 years ago. You weren't ready to hear. Are you ready to hear now? Not really. But there's an awakening somewhere, a quickening somewhere that tells you, you know I'm right. You may not believe in my spiritual path, my spiritual system, let's put it that way, my spiritual order, but you know I'm right. And nobody asked you to worship Hatan. I suggested that you hold in utmost reverence and respect Hatan. You come upon a Christmas time. If you cannot come back into the understanding of the righteousness of a Christed being and a Christed way of goodness in life, expression, you have no place in the universe. Nobody wants you. And a lot of you have shared the journey for so long. And part of our responsibility is to make sure that these ones have access, not cram it down their throat. I don't care. I don't want anybody who doesn't want me. And I certainly don't want them aboard ship going to straighten out my life for me. And I have that all the time here. Oh, I'm going to go over there and teach them, and I can put that job together, and I can do this project, and I'll show that commander. And you heard Rod, when the shit hits a fan, you're going to get it. Brent, what in the world does a slimy little measly creature mean by such a thing? The very thought is totally absurd. You cannot steal from your brother and then you're going to hit the fan with something. I'll tell you what's going to hit the fan. And yet, oh, no God would speak like this. Well, who said anything about God speaking like this? That's your misperception, that God will take anything that you can throw. He will allow you to do anything. But you're going to stop throwing at my people. And you're going to start meeting obligations. And if you promise me money, by God, you're going to get it. Does everybody hear me? I don't care if it is a Ron Jackson or a Gunther Rusbacher. You better start meeting your word, or I'm going to start wiping you out. And I had to get this little handful of people this far. And then I have to stand prepared to say, if you don't like it, leave. If you don't like it, then you're in the wrong place. Because God is not a wuss, He's not a wimp, He's not a nerd. He is the creator of a perfect universe. Perfect order. No new world garbage. Perfect order. And energy beyond anything you can imagine in your wildest imaginations. When you get through that tunnel into the light, you haven't even begun to touch it. Indeed, you have military bases under both poles because they know if they tinker long enough, you're going to just roll over. And that's what forms lakes out of land, seas out of land, because water will run to its lowest point, melting ice does not raise sea level. Raising land raises sea level. Ice is not as bulky. It does not. Ice displaces more space than water. Remember, water melts. And in every cup of snow, you only have a little bit of water. So the whole physics theory of melting ice caps, unless you have some other thing happening, will not flood you out. And yet you can see it from this tape. There is land around your pole areas that are like spring. You just don't understand it. And when you move those polar areas, they are clean and new and refined and refreshed. When sea comes up as land, they are cleansed, refreshed. But you have to start over, don't you? Well, wouldn't it be better to start over with flying craft and truth and justice and honor and beauty and perfection than to have to go back to the cave and hatchet each other with stones? And each time we keep hoping that this will be the time, and that's why you're back. At some point, I don't care what you call it, Dharma is simply the word, the life. That's all. It's a title. It's a label. It's an identification. Life truth. That's all it means. She scribes what I give her, and that is the truth of life. Karma. It's a balance. And you can take it to be anything you want to take it to be. It can be an albatross around your neck that finally drowns you because you can't meet your karmic commitments. Because nobody dumps karma on you. You accept it. And when you say, oh, it's my karma because I blah, 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 that's your fault then. And when you grow enough into maturity, you say, this is childish and silly, and I refuse to play in that game anymore. I have chosen this life because I need to grow. I need to fulfill my purpose, my commitment to God. And this is where I serve. And there is no job greater or lesser than anybody else's. It is no greater to write it than it is to present it. This is the one thing about the network of God. There are no greater and no lesser anything. There is only the doing or the not doing. And amongst the doing, it's time to get our books back. because we're moving into a time where we don't need to rewrite these books that are sitting over in a gasoline station warehouse. It's time to pull some of these rotten thieves down. And I'm going to do it. No, I'm not going to. You are. I'll help tweak your memory. And I'll help you arrange your paperwork so that it reads well. But we're so busy hiding. We're so busy assuming because somebody said you're bad. It's like the Ecker house. What in the hell is wrong with just saying? Well, it looks like Ed Cleary formed the corporation. His name is on the deed. That is legal, honorable, corporate business. And I'm not going to go into the who's and the why's because I don't want Ecker to know. The only way that we can handle it is if they don't know it. There are just some things I am not going to present in another's presence. What I know is not necessarily their business. But Sherry Yaunt did not put up the money for the house. She willingly offered it. And when it was realized that you can't do that, the money was returned into her corporations. So why does everybody shiver over George Green's lies? If he perceives that's what happened, wonderful, bring her and him into court. And let Mr. Horn fall on his face. Or wherever he chooses to fall. That could only help you. The reason we've gone through all of these maneuvers is so that you will handle yourself properly when confronted with a problem. Rob, for instance, just sat back and knew all there was to know, and he made every error possible as a head, as a president of the board of directors of the Institute. After watching what was happening to George Green. And now he thinks he's going to play some other corporate games. The game's over. The mistakes are already made, and they were not rectified. They are only multiplied. Does that mean that I think Rod Ince is a bad man? Yes, indeed. That does not mean that I either have to judge him. It isn't my problem. He was given opportunity, and I use him simply as an example. He was given opportunity to make rectification and remain with us. He chose not to. He chose to continue to call you cult. The only cult members that you could possibly conjure in all of this are those ones who call you cult. If he found that this represented a cult, then that's his even greater error. Because each thing is going to be handled as its own structured being, and that is a corporation where you stand responsible for what you do. And if we have a meeting down here, we can discuss business or friendship or whatever we want to discuss. We are free, at least at this point, to do so. If they come down with the law and says, you can't meet down there anymore on Sunday afternoons, fine, we won't. We'll go eat cake somewhere else. Maybe we'll even make picnics. We are friends. We are not a church and we are not a cult. Who and what would you call the cult? Patanese? Most don't even know how to spell it correctly. UFO people? No, you're not even impressed with UFOs. You recognize the real thing. Why would you bother to be impressed? And notice how impressed in a different way you are to watch this now and in watching the Billy Meyer tape, say, 8 years ago. There is a reality to the process that you can reach out beyond and understand. There's more. And there's nothing strange about this. And any cute little Jay-Z or Penny Torres who wants to dance around the audience making magic is full of it. And any 64,000-year-old Assassinian needs to have his ass kicked. By Shar, indeed. It's the kick. It's the magic. And I'm sorry, if you thought you were coming to that and that's what you needed, then there will be a moment always of disappointment, but it ain't what you want. You are sick to death of being deceived. At every level of your experience, you're sick to death of being deceived and made the fool. And you cannot be made the fool. You can only become the fool if you accept it. And yet, after so many things happen to you, you feel pretty foolish. And it seems a lot easier if you just don't participate. And then you go off like a Bogreitz and you make sure you pull down whatever it was because you're so internally hurt that you can't survive it. And at some point, you stop lying to yourself. You look at a building like the federal building, the Murrah building, and after you find out that all those secret documents were filed in there, don't for one second think they were destroyed. They were not destroyed. They have, oh my goodness, 13 to 18 floors underneath that building. They're stupid. They should destroy them, but they don't, do they? Why don't they? Because they use it for blackmail against the other bad guy. That is the control mechanism. Well, we don't need to control. All you have to do is look at the building to see that it was shot from above. Well, would the cosmospheres do that? Why? Cosmospheres don't have anything to hide. Don't be silly. Don't accept that aliens are running around doing anything to you. You've done it all to them that had the foolishness enough to trust you, enough to come to your place and live among you. But you're going to find you've got a lot of the good guys also living among you. And that's the reality of it. So don't get high-centered out there on something. Don't get distracted on something. And when we talk about the German influence from the flying craft, you bet they made a deal. But let me tell you, the worst part of the deal for human on Earth is that they knew better than to give the uppermost secrets. And you have surely enough proven to them that you can take them and destroy them while you build other unconscionable things. And if you get those little guys marching against you, you're going to fall. Because they only allowed such as nuclear energy propulsion systems to predominate. That will destroy your atmosphere. So every which way you look, it all meets up here like blazing saddles in the middle. And if one does something really stupid, it blows all away. And the only one that they can't blow away is us. Now, aren't we lucky? I wouldn't call it luck. I call it right on target. So to call up your militias and make your big to-do with the Supreme Court, I don't mean to make fun of anyone. I am just appalled that each one who thinks they know so much goes and does the same thing and is thrown out and people are hurt, time is wasted, money's gone, and you've accomplished nothing except getting yourself under the magnifying glass. And don't think you're not under the magnifying glass, because every one of you are. They follow you around to the malls with their little phones and their cameras and their ring cameras and their little tape recorders. You just don't do anything that it matters. We don't go to war. We're not subversive against anything. You have a system you need to build up through with a constitution. But it wasn't perfect then. It isn't perfect now. And it seems every group out there gets started and it sounds good, and then they go drifting off into their ego trips. And if you think one power broker is going to respect another little bitty power broker, no thank you. Smash it while they can. Well, I don't want you smashed. And I want you to be able to support your fellow patriot. But you don't go out there with your submachine gun with a burning flag. It's disrespectful, it's subversion, and they're going to kill you. And you have every right and my permission. It isn't a matter of getting out of a cult here that's difficult. All you have to do is say, up yours and walk out. And I also agree that it's pretty hard, you know, just keep having to work 24 hours a day. And you won't do it if it's not your purpose and not your right to be here. God didn't say it would be easy, but it is. It is. And in one day, you live more than most of civilization lives in 10 lifetimes. You are gifted with being it. You don't have to war. You don't have to know how to make these suckers. I know how. And I don't even need to know that. They take all the wondrous symbols and turn them into things of war and destruction, just like they said. They take the most wondrous symbols that God has provided for life and turn it into death. And I'm not impressed with piousness or empty words. I'd rather someone not make a promise to me if you have no intention of keeping it. But you see, people make these promises while they're still playing the game. I guess I have found a nice, soft spot of idiots. And then when they realize I'm not an idiot, they're offended. Well, T-U-F. Don't bother for going. Now, does anyone, while we're in this little lull, want to ask me questions? Because, yes.
The microphone, you can't hear it on the tape.
Do you see, he's going to tell me he doesn't want any details, and he's going to ask me a question that requires details.
No details. I would I just want to know, as far as the groupings, the summation of what's going on the planet, supposedly behind the scenes, would you simply be, in addition to the two groups mentioned by you, the third group brought up by Brent, would that pretty much cover it?
No. If you're going to count the group brought up by Brent, you're going to have to count the third arm of negative input, just as destructive as anything you've got here. Because, you see, at some point, the alien races that are on your planet and have participated in this have built up their what you would call karma, and they ain't popular in the cosmos. So they're in this battle, too. And that's where the hand is really going to get heavy. Because you're dealing with energies intelligent enough to get to this place. And they either came, number one, for the wrong reason to continue this, what we will call movement away from God, of light, of creation, in the utilization of things, of physical nature, matter. And we have to deal with physical matter, but we don't live in it. And neither do you, actually. No. Uh-huh. Some do, and some cannot let go of it. But the ones of you who understand at all what this is about, and I don't ever put down, quote, an enemy. They are the best teachers that are ever provided. And you don't know the contract of those others that may be providing you with the very information that will save your planet, save your species, because you must go back always. I cannot say it enough, and you accept it, but everything you think about must be thought about in this physical expression as absolute illusion. You are the product of the thought of God. And you're going to have to learn all of these things to function as you grow. So you're provided with this playground, and you may as well play. But for each negative thing that you do that destroys, you're going to have to grow above that, and you're going to have to do it. I think of it as the subconscious mind. If you have a problem and it's created or it starts there at that subconscious level, even as a little child, to heal it, to face it, must be confronted at that same emotional level as it began. And that is what healing is about. That is what the acceptance of healing is about. It was all right to stutter over this incident when I was 3 years old. It is no longer acceptable nor necessary as an adult 40 years later to do that. It's silly, and the mind will let go of it. It no longer controls you. You have gained control over it. Remember, mentally, your higher mind must control the subconscious mind. Or it will control you. Every time. And that becomes the conscious ego. And this is what is battered from infancy. And then it became all right to blame that. Oh, you poor, mistreated little thing. Well, a lot of people are abused, and that allows for a lot of compassion and understanding. But given the opportunity to learn and refusing to learn is not going to cut it. You are going to be back, and you're going to do it again, or you're going to do it, and what's more, you won't go back, and neither will you go forward. You're going to be caught again in a similar situation presenting the same similar problem wherever you are. because you're unacceptable in the higher dimensional life order, and you're not going to come back as some little four-legged animal. You are going to come back about the level where you left. Now, you may be more advanced than you realize in your consciousness. And maybe you've played a pretty horrendous game here of getcha that you won't have to do the next time you go through it. But I can guarantee you, I can see it, and I think that you're beginning to be able to, that it simply pays to do it right, treat it honorably, do our service now, and then move on and have the choice. You see, I don't want to be sent back somewhere. I may very well want to volunteer and come back again, because we are the ones that get very bored. You know, when you have experience, this is God's ability to experience. You are the fragments experiencing for God in thought manifestation. Well, I want to be the good guy. You know, I want to have the power of God to choose my mission. I know where this other stuff leads, and it's not very good. And I don't like even my pawned body to be blown away and run the risk of the damage that can come to it in these games. Because after all, death is death is death. And it is not that death you fear, it's that all that stuff that happens. Because the passage is more interesting than anything else.
Commander?
Please.
Would you say that then I am the one who decides before I come in that I choose the experience and go through it?
Yes, absolutely.
And when does the soul enter the baby? When it's born or before that?
Well, entering the baby is not the point. The baby is usually formed or becomes because of the soul need. And all of the searching and researching is done for the soul so that it will have the right set of circumstances through which to enter. And many souls will only experience simply birth and a very quick turnover. For whatever reason, I'm not going to get into the reasons, that's another 3-month lecture, but no.
Change their mind.
And you will find the perfect set of circumstances that gives you the least amount of roots or whatever, so that you can be prepared to do your job out there. The opportunity is available if you take it. Most do not take it because they can't see. And all of the impact of living happens to the being and to the consciousness. And if you are carrying a subconscious hang-up with you, that makes it even a little bit harder sometimes. But you have to remember what it was you needed to overcome to have made the journey worth your while.
Commander?
Please.
Some of the great beings, they call them great, it's a matter of definition, but one of the statements said, I just wanted your comment, was God dwells within you as you for you. Meditate on your own inner self. Bow down to your inner self. Worship your own inner self. Is that, how does that tie that in with what we can feel and know emotionally
when
and beyond?
That's very well put. Very well put. Because when you become a diamond, you have become what you can consider in your physical experience the perfection of a crystal. And every thought that you think etches that crystal. I don't know how to explain it more than etching a chip, a computer chip. And it all is thought. You may act on these thoughts and upon those actions are you ultimately judged. But God doesn't judge harshly. You judge self when you come in confrontation with God. Have I done God? Well, I sent you out there, and I don't think you maybe, but how do you feel about it? Well, I think I probably didn't do too good. Because in confrontation with God at that level, you don't lie. It's all there. This is the one thing they will tell you when they make a journey across anyone in near death. It was all there. I just instantly knew it all. And I wasn't finished. I wasn't finished. I could not stay. And at that point, the soul makes a decision. You are the experiencing fragment of God. Always live so that you can reflect that. And the only way you can reflect that is to become that. And it doesn't mean the ego is going to automatically get out of the way. But you can gain control over the ego. And if you cannot accept the fact that you are perfection enough to reflect God, then you better work at it, and you better get straight with it. And life is something, physical life is something you have to experience in a physical plane. Therefore, you're not given the privilege of casting aside all of the problems that come with a physical expression. You are interfacing with zillions of other ideas. And you have no right to control all those other ideas, but you must pull those other ideas into the perfection, or you don't get to go home. And this is one of the teachings of Sathya Sai Baba that I appreciate. Any great student of Sathya Sai Baba will tell you, I am perfecting the diamond within me. I am just polishing my own diamond. I don't have time to tend yours. Well, it isn't quite that simple. You can contemplate your belly button for the rest of your existence and do nothing. What do you mean, polishing it? Well, I think on nothing but good thoughts. BS, you do. The minute you're out in public, you have to think on other thoughts. Therefore, you have to know and listen within, because you do know the guidelines. And if there is a choice, it becomes very easy not to push over the edge with temptation. And there are some temptations that, why the heck not jump over the edge? These are physical inputted items. These are man-made guidelines. You have to live within the laws of God always, and try to live within the laws of man, or you'll get socked away somewhere. That is logic.